It's the Frank Ski Show with Nina Brown, everybody, and something extremely special is about to happen. The National Trust African American Cultural Heritage Action Fund announced more than $650,000 in grant awards to 8 historically black colleges and universities. Now, this program, everybody, empowers HBCUs with resources to protect, preserve, leverage their historic campus. This action fund is a very, very big deal. And on the phone with us right now, we have several great folks. Number one, the woman who is the official mother of the culture, the one and only Felicia Rashad is with us. Brett Legs, the executive director of the Action Fund, is here as well. And we also have Thomas Hudson, president of Jackson State. Welcome, everybody, to the show. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Miss Felicia Rashad, you have been dubbed the mom of our culture. You exude what class, style, and education and sophistication really is. And I know this is vitally important to you because you are a graduate of the Mecca, Howard University, and a woman of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated. How important is this big initiative for you?
This initiative is big for me on a number of levels. First of all, my parents were educated at HBCUs, as were my mother's parents. So this is traditional for me. The siblings, my parents' siblings, were all educated at HBCUs. I jokingly say to my friends that I attended college before I went to first grade because I was in the kindergarten program at Texas Southern University that was part of their home economics department.
Wow.
So every day I was going to a college campus, as a kid. And I know what an integral part this has been in my life with the cultural influence and certainly academic advancement. I can't say enough about the value of HBCUs, of what has been yielded for decades. I could even say centuries now, because it's been more than a century for a number of them. And the generations of professional people and great citizens that have come through, you know, we owe a lot to these institutions.
100%. They are extremely valuable. And Brent, I just wanted to say, man, you are making historical strides, my friend. You have done so much. The piece in the New Yorker, the NPR interviews. Everybody is looking towards you. And I know you've been at this for a long time. We've talked before. This is a really big deal. And we're at a time in our country where being black is popular.
Yeah.
Being black and going to an
HBCU
is a really big deal. And you've made that possible.
The HBCU initiative, in essence, is where architecture and racial justice intersect. And we at the National Trust for Historic Preservation, we are in awe of the sublime architecture, excellence, and potential of our nation's 105 HBCUs. And all of these campuses, they stand as living testaments to the Black experience in America and the ongoing achievement of generations of highly influential Americans. So HBCUs have a story to tell, and that story is embodied in their historic assets across their cultural landscape. But there's also been a major challenge for HBCUs to steward this history and those assets. We're helping HBCUs to plan for the reactivation and restoration of their historic building.
It's 96.3 WHUR. We're talking with Felicia Rashad, Brent Legs, the executive director of the Action Fund, and Thomas K. Hudson, president of Jackson State University. We're going to take a quick break here, DC, and when we come back, we got a lot of questions for Felicia Rashad.
Yes.
She got a lot going on. It's all coming up next on the Frank Ski Show, 96.3 WHUR. 49 years of sounding like Washington. 96.3 WHUR, old school 90s, and now the Frank Ski Show. We are talking about the National Trust awarding 8 HBCUs grants for cultural stewardship planning. Felicia Rashad is on the phone with us, as well as Brent Legs. He's on the phone with us. He is the executive director of the Action Fund, but one of the recipients, Mr. Thomas K. Hudson, president of Jackson State University, is on with us. And you are one of the colleges, along with Lane College, Morgan State, Philander Smith College, Spelman, Stillman, Tuskegee, and Benedict College. You are one of the recipients of this grant. What will the school do with this money?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on, and we're very appreciative, you know, of this opportunity and of these funds. What we will do at Jackson State is really develop a long-range plan that will be developed by a qualified preservation consultant that will serve as a blueprint to help us at JSU utilize and publicize our historical and cultural resources.
Well, congratulations to you guys. You guys have made the news. You've got this. You've got Deion Sanders coming over there, the coach. You got a lot of great athletes and students coming over there. So congratulations. You guys are getting ready to be a powerhouse university in all of this. Felicia Rashad, first of all, I cannot move on without saying this, that my daughter, who is two, has seen Jingle Jangle 100 times. Oh, my gosh. All she comes home with, she, robot, robot, robot. She knows the songs. She knows the dances. She knows you and Journey and everybody else. Congratulations on a great job. And David Talbert, who is, of course,
yes,
a Morgan State University alum.
HBCU.
He was my intern many years ago in Baltimore. Congratulations on that.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much.
That was a really big deal.
It was a joy to work on that. Yeah, it really was. It really was a big deal. It was excellence in every way. Mm. I was so proud to be a part of that.
And the whole program itself is nominated for several NAACP awards this year. Congratulations on all that. Wanted to make sure we said that. And how do you feel to have one of your sisters, an AKA, now be the Vice President of the United States of America?
I think that women are phenomenal. I think that we are remarkable
yes.
beings. Yes, I think that we are. And that one of us, among many of us, now sits in this position. It's justice. Justice brought about by her achievement and development, both as an individual and as a professional. It's a gift for all mankind. That's how I feel about it.
Absolutely. And Felicia, before we had Kamala in the White House and before there was Michelle Obama in the White House, I feel like you were the epitome of class and what everyone looked up to as far as a wife, as a mom, as a working woman. How does it feel to still be that person even to this day? Your character on The Cosby Show is timeless and it's still used as the comparison of all comparisons. How does that feel?
It's humbling and gratifying. As an actor, I could do a number of things that don't mean anything to anybody, but to be able to have done some work that has contributed to people's lives, to people's feeling about themselves, something that people hold as a standard and people enjoy watching, something that people learn from and something that people treasure, and something that has introduced our culture to the world at large in a way that it was never seen before. It's a gift.
Yeah.
It's a gift to be a part of it. And I just want to say, it is humbling to me because as far as I can see and from what I know, the work that I do is a continuation of work that was done before me.
Mm.
Because before there was Claire Huxtable, there was Diane Carroll, and there
yes.
was Cicely Tyson, and there was, you know, Diana Sand and Ruby Dee. There were those before me.
Absolutely.
And it's just a continuation because these are women that I looked up to and whose careers and outlooks shaped my own sensibilities.
Mm.
And I'm grateful for that as well.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much. Thomas Hudson, again, congratulations as being a recipient along with Lane College, Morgan State, Philander Smith College, Spelman, Stillman College, Tuskegee, and Benedict College. Congratulations.
Yes.
And
yes.
good luck on a great season.
Thank you.
As we kick off and hopefully COVID will get us open. And Felicia Rashad, thank you so much as well. Thank you. We appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Thank you for having us.